There's a medrash that describes that the nes of Chanukah, that they found the pach katan of Shemen, is connected to the pachim ketanim that Yaakov Avinu went back for, by Yivoser Yaakov Levada, and he went back for the pachim ketanim. In the schus that he went for the pachim ketanim, that's why Klal Yisrael was zoicha to the pach Shemen of the Menorah. And the emes is, al pisoi, there are those that are masbir that in these pachim ketanim was Shemen. And this is Shemen that was actually inside Yaakov's makel, ki b'makli of arti esayardein, that he had the Shemen in the makel, and this is the Shemen that he used for his limud haTorah all the years in Shem ve'Ever. And this Shemen was in the Pachim, and this is the Shemen of the Menorah, and it's the Shemen of the Eirish al Mashiach. But maybe we could explain it in a different Mahalich. What's the Yesoid of the Pachim Ketanim, and what it connects to Chanukah? Where did Chazal see that Yaakov Avinu went back for Pachim Ketanim? Because on one hand it says, Vayaver es kol asher lo, he transferred everything over. On the other hand, it says that he was still on the other side and he was left over with something. But it says he already transferred everything over. Must be it's these pachim ketanim, something that's yet and not, a small, minute, seemingly insignificant thing. But the emes is, it's very significant. And the pshat is like this. We know that in the times of the Avos, before Matan Torah, you know, Yaakov Avinu, he learns in Yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever for 14 years. And then he sees Malachim in a dream. In a dream, which is a big level, but he sees them in a dream. Then he's 20 years by Beis Lavan, and now he sees the Malachim Mamish. It's Yadua that the 20 years that Yaakov is by Lavan, when he's working with the Kvasim, this isn't a big Dargin Avoidus Hashem. In the Kisvei Arizal, there's so much Soid that's written up on the Akudim, Nekudim, Verudim, and all the different topics of the Kvasim. This was the Avoida of Yaakov Avinu, his Avoidus Hashem. And the emes is, we know, when a person's in the middle of his Avoidus Hashem, the Sorei Shel Esav can't start up with him. Dugma L'Dover, David HaMelech, the Malach HaMavis wants to get him, but he can't, because he's learning Torah. Until he shters and makes a matziv that for 1 minute, he Rega Kememre, he's mafsikin from his Limud HaTorah, the Malach HaMavis is Eino Yochol Loi. K'moikein, the Sorei Shel Esav, all those years, wasn't able to start up with Yaakov. Yaakov is in the middle of his big avoida with the Kvosim. So what happened here? Aha! The Sorei Shel Esav sees, Vayavar es kol ha-shaloi. Yaakov is levad. He doesn't have anything. It's gone. He's not in his avoida now. Now is the time to get him. And he was kemat correct. What was his mistake? There were pachim ketanim. And in an avoida sashem, even those little minute things that you might overlook and seem insignificant, that's also part of our Avodas Hashem. Not just the big tefillos and Torah and Avodah and big musogim. Even on the small little minute things, there's also Shom Gam Nimtza Hashem Yisbarach, and that is also an Avodah. So Yaakov Avinu was not Levado, he's still in the middle of his Avodah. That was the mistake. The Sorei Shel Esav didn't understand that. He only sees the big things. That's the story of Chanukah. By Chanukah as well, imagine the Yevonim came in and are smashing up the Beis HaMikdash and are being metami all the Kalim. And you can just imagine that there was two Yevonim niks that are there, and they says, oh, there's a little pach katan there. And the other one says, what are you talking? We're already finished. This job is over. The place is in shambles. They weren't misyaches chashivas to the little pach katan that they knew was there. Oh, but from there comes the Nes of Chanukah. From there comes Ribuy of Or. From there comes Eirish al Mashiach. The small little thing could be the difference of everything. And that's why also it could be that the Medrash says, it makes a comparison that Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi to Veniskov Hashem Levadoi Bayoy Mahu. Okay, a play on words. Levadoi, Levadoi. Bad could also mean the oil press. Levadoi, to the oil press where you make the oil. But Veniskov Hashem Levadoi, what's the pshat? The pshat is because when a person's avoid is only on those big things, so that's very nice. Etut farzich is for himself. When he's even worried about the little pachim ketanim and every little minute detail counts, that shows that he's totally misbatel l'boyer yisbarach. When he's totally misbatel to boyer yisbarach, then he's doing it for Hashem. And then it's v'niskav Hashem levadoi. And in the ner of Chanukah, you can take a connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, on a different realm, as we explained at the emes, it was the oil that was there and the pachim that comes to the oil, and the Ner of Chanukah. The emes is the Ner of Chanukah is mamish. You see, and you could connect to Hashem Yisborach. We'll speak out, you know, the Gemara says in Shabbos that they were mesakin Chanukah lehoidois ulahalel. The asoim yom tov lehoidois ulahalel, and all this for him ask, why doesn't it mention the Neros? Lehoidois ulahalel. The Bnei Yisachar explains that the Ner Ner is gematria 250. And what's the gematria of 250? The Emes is the shame of Havaya, the shame of Yudkei Vovkei, which is 26. But Yudkei Vovkei expresses itself in various other names and is mislabish in other names. Yudkei Vovkei sometimes is mislabish in the name of Ehaya, which is 21. So we have 26 plus 21. Sometimes Yudkei Vovkei is mislabish in the shame Adnus, which is 65. So we have 26 and 65. And sometimes Yudkei Vovkei is mislabish into the Elikim, which is 86, which is actually also 21 and 65 is 86. So we have Eya, which is 21, Adnus, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Nun, which is 65, and both together, 61 and 21 and 65, together is 86, which is Elikim. Says the B'nai Yisoschar, Hoida is 21. L'hoida is a Halel. Hoida is 21. Halel is 65. Hoida and Halel is 86. When the Gemara says that it was L'hoida is a Halel, it was to bring out the Ner. The Ner, which is 250, is the culmination of all the Eifanim of the Tzirufim of Hashem Yisbarach. So it's literally V'niskav Hashem Levade. We connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this Ner. The Ner is Havaya with Eya and Hoida. Havaya with Adnus, which is Halel, and Havaya with Elikim, which is Hoido and Halel. Interessant, Adkan, Divri, the B'nai Yisoschar, and many Sfarim that talk about it. But a Hargosha, a Chiddush, we're learning in Yeshiva, Mesech the Baba Metzia. In Mesech the Baba Metzia, we're learning the Sugi of Moed B'Miksas, which is Hoido, which is 21. And we're learning also the Sugi of Halach. Halach is 65. And we're also learning the Din of Moed B'Miksas, which the Gemara says is with Piv. Peh, or Piv, which is the 86. So every single chelek in Torah is vital. When we're learning the Oyer of Torah, it's vital connecting to the Havaya Yisbarach. Now, if we can continue vital, another facet with the Oymek of Chanukah and the Ner of Chanukah connects also to the Sukkis we're learning. Very interesting. It says, we say in the Piyut, Uminoisar kan kanim nas enes lashoishanim. And the Sfarim explain that the Emes is there's the Yud Gimel Midos, and every night of Chanukah is connected one of the Midos until you get to Zois Chanukah, where you mash them all the Yud Gimel Midos. And the Yud Gimel Midos ends off with Vinake Lo Yinake. So there's Vinake Yinake. It's fascinating. If you look at the word Vinake Yinake, and you take out the Yud, He, Vav, and He from Vinake Yinake, the letters that are left is Kankan. So Uminoisar Kankan, from what's left over from Kankan, is Nasa Neish Lasheshana, because Kankan is 300. Kankan is a musig of that the Yudkei Vovkei is inside a Kankan. The emes is in Atbash, Yudkei Vovkei in Atbash is Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. That's 300 also. Also Elikim, Elikim B'Miluoy, if you spell it out, the letters is 300. Meaning a certain hidden Nister Dika Oifen of the Shem Havaya of 26 is when it's 300. That's when it's Matzpatz. That's when it's Elohim, B'miluei, the ultimate din, and that's also the kankan, not the real thing, the kankan. Al testakel b'kankan, ele b'mashi yeshboi. You have to go and pull through and see the Havaya alein, and not from the noiser of the kankan, v'nake lo yinake, from the, you take away the kankan, you're left with the shem Havaya. How does, that's mavur in a lot of svar. But again, b'derech remez, we're holding in the sugis and Baba Metzia, the Gemara says, that by Shnayim Oichz and Betalis, it's Yachloiku. And you split the Talis in half. You split the Talis. You split the Talis. You know, Rav Huttner used to say, Pashtus is talking about a Talis just means a Beged. It could even be a Goyish a Beged, because if it would be a Yidz, it would be a Shavas Aveda. But assuming Talis, Taka means a Talis with Tzitzis. So if you split the Talis, each one gets half a Talis with two Tzitzis, not all four. Rav Huttner used to drink ice. He says, you get a Baruch Sha'amra Talis. But if you think about it, a Baruch Sha'amra Talis is you're holding the two strings, there's 8 strings in each one, 8 and 8 is 16, and there's 5 ksharim in each one, is another 10. Together, it's 26. The two strings is Shem Havaya. Shnayim oichzim betalis yachloiku. When you do the yachloiku and talis, you get the ultimate Shem Havaya, v'niskov Hashem levadoi. But you know, the Gemara asks by Mona Shlishi, that if one person gave 100, another person gave 200, there's a whole shiloh. Why over there don't you do yachloiku? Over there you do yeheimuna chachiyov elio. Just think about it. I'm not going into the sugya now. Why? That the chaluk is not yachaliyas emes, and there's no oiches in there, and that's the sugya. But you know, if there would have been yachaliyku by Mona Shlishi, how much would each one get? 150 each. Kan. That would ultimately, hey, munachat shiyav elio. But ultimately, it's the kan. that ultimately v'niskov Hashem levade b'yayimahu, that the Ezer Hashem, we know that the Ner of Chanukah is really the Oyer of Mashiach, that when the world will come to Tikkunoi, then all the expressions of Havaya will be with the Shleimus. And then Taka, even the Kankan, the Manashlishi even, would be the Yachloiko of the Havaya. Of that was a little bit b'derech remez, but again, the Yesoid of the Oyer of Chanukah is to be able to see the Oyer of Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. And if we focus and put our eyes only in what we should be seeing, and to be misboining in Torah and in Avodah and in Yerushalayim, in the big things, but also in even the small little details. Not, oh, now it's just on the side, it's Bein Astarim, Bein Azman, and Bein Hadis. No. Entirely with a Shleimus, even in the little things, to totally connect ourselves to Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi, that we're alone, even when we're alone, we're still with Kodesh Baruch Hu, then we get to the level of Niskov Hashem Levadoi, and we'll be able to see the Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom, and the Oyla Mala Bahaloischa Es Haneirois, to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Alichtig in Chanukah.